was going to say it was a hard week, but I was so glad that I was able to have music to help me. So what's so interesting about this song, well, this is really funny. You know, we're baby boomers, and this loss that I just suffered, really, I was wondering again whether to make my song more relatable or more personal. So there are some stuff in the chorus that is definitely personal, but I was thinking about it because I thought I don't want it to be for baby boomers that are mourning the loss of a parent. I want this to be relatable in other ways.
Yeah.
So I have the name of the song. I think I'm going to call it With Me.
Oh, wow.
And again, it's just like beside me always. I think as a nice Jewish girl, the Christian and evangelicals are going to love me.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Well, yes.
We love the crossover. That gives a new meaning to the term crossover, doesn't it?
It does. It does, because it's unbelievable. I wrote it with the mindset of my dad is gone. And it's With Me, and the chorus is with me when I was born, with me as I mourn, with me to keep me strong, with me in every song. And it just keeps going with all the ways he's with me. But then I was thinking, if people relate to that, who's with you when you're born? And who's with you? And it says, with me when I cry, with me when I die. God.
Oh, wow.
God is with you when you're born, and God is with you when you die. So I'm writing this about my dad. And people could take it whatever way they want. But you know what? It does relate to God. I'm sure of it. So.
Wow.
And you know, I had never finished that little things that won't get me down. And the only part of that song that I really liked was this chord progression. And I was able to find a way to integrate it into this song.
Oh, wow.
And I could play it in this key, but for some reason, I may have two guitars, but I like it in the key of D, but it has the same chord progression.
Wow, that's pretty.
It is pretty. I like it. So the verses, I have three verses. They're, again, they're like a separate entity. Because I can get so into the chorus that I don't want to come back to the verses. The problem for me is, it's not a problem, all of my songs start to interrelate. Meaning the lyrics tie together. That's why I very much foresee all of my songs becoming a musical, because they all relate to one another.
Oh, I see.
They do. Because this one, there's another statement about fear. There's another statement, again, it's like beside me, you're with me.
Yeah.
But then there's a part here in the verse where I use the same lyrics as I used in Set You Free. It relates in Set You Free, it was as you leave my sight, I know we'll both be all right.
Yes.
So what did I write? Though I can't see you, you've left my sight.
Wow.
See, I decided, why should I hold back? Even though if I've used it before, I'm going to use it again.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It sort of follows the song.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like another part of the story. So I do A and B verses to start. So let's see. I may screw up. But you know, the other part of this song is it's not just about him being with me. It's about my music saving me, which you can relate to. And the reason it saves me is I am comforted because if he is with me, I can cope with the challenges that I have to face and the uncertainty ahead. And I use all of those lines of uncertainty in this song with when not sure. I am not sure what will happen, not sure of my life now, not sure where I'm going. And none of that matters, because if you have something with you that comforts you, you're never alone.
Yeah.
It's so helpful.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty wild.
So